And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is making friends with your body. We see that many of you regard the body as simply a vehicle. Yes, indeed, it is your spirit's vehicle in this lifetime. But what is your relationship with your body? Is it tender and kind and warm and loving? Those qualities that you experience with your good friends? Or do you look at it as something that constantly brings you problems, issues, pain? That it is something that is working against you? This is the big question. Many on earth feel that the body is not its best friend, and they separate from having a kind and loving and open and listening relationship with the body. Dear ones, your human experience is body, mind, and spirit. Your body plays an essential role in the quality of experience and fruition that your spirit can have in this lifetime. So do not dismiss it. The body is a beautiful communicator with you if you will listen to it, if you will talk with it, if you will ask it when a pain comes up or a quote issue comes up for you, if you will ask it, what's going on? Talk with me. Tell me what I need to know, to see, to understand, to bring peace and healing and harmony here to this situation. Your body is trying to tell you that there is disharmony. There are things that are out of whack, out of alignment in your being. Your body is not something separate from your spirit. Your body, mind, spirit are all here for you, working together. If you are not able to hear mind or spirit speaking with you, and when we say mind, we do not mean the ego mind, but it is the mind of God that is the mind we are talking about, expressed through you as a human being. So if you are not able to hear or listen to the mind or spirit, your body then steps in and says to you, hey, listen up. There is a lack of balance here in your system. There is a lack of alignment with your true self. Listen up. The body has its own way of speaking with you. It is the physical. And so as the physical comes up, and there is disharmony, it is for you to ask, what is going on here, body? And of course, you're holding hands with your spirit and God and your mind, the mind of God expressed through you as well, so that you get the full picture. It is not for you to ask the question, what's wrong? and to start to turn against your body and to become at war with it and to be mad at it and to be mean to it as well. This is the usual response that humans have when the body bubbles up with a physical issue, pain, complaint. We ask you to see the bigger picture here and to be friends with your body and to meet it where it is and to say, what is going on here? What are you trying to tell me? It is good also when you have a pain or something troubling the body to place a hand on that area as you are having the conversation with the body. The body is waiting to be an ally, which it is always ever present. It is waiting for you to settle down and to be with it wholeheartedly in the present moment, releasing any of the mental mind speak of the ego mind that is worried, wants to impose its own learning or education upon the situation and to tell you what is, quote, wrong. This will not be of the highest service to you. What we are describing, which is to settle in and to be open and listening and conscious with your body. This is the best and highest action you may take when the body is having physical issues. They are simply opportunities for you to have the understanding come to you that you need to continue to evolve and to release that which is not in your best and highest. Can you see how your body is such a friend, your best friend and ally here as you are having your human life? If you will do this, your spirit will be able to fully flow into your human physicalness and assist as well. We ask you to try this out this week. It is a whole different way of relating with your body. Put your arms around your body. Thank it for all it does for you, and apologize to all of the mean-spiritedness through time that you have lashed out at it because you have been frustrated and you turn to the body and blame it. This is not the correct view. We ask you again to put your arms around your body as it is a kind and loving and essential aspect of your human life, and its only intention is to have you have the best and highest life in the physical form. It is aligned completely with your spirit and the God that created you. It has your best interest at heart. Open to it. Have the conversations. Listen to it. Be with it. Thank it. and apologize as well for any harm and damage that you have done to it with your thinking mind, the ego mind, over time. We ask you to do this week, to try this new way of thinking and being with your body out. Try it out. See how it goes. We see that it is a pathway for you to have greater harmony and peace and comfort in your physical form as you have your human life in this lifetime. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.